What's up, guys? Cyclone Fanatic Podcast. I'm Jared Stansberry. It's the seniors. What's up, Rob Gray?
Oh, not a whole lot. We've got some trips coming up, each of us. Excited to talk some quarterbacks today.
Yeah.
You know, there's stuff in the news, too, if you want to touch on that as well. But good to be here.
Yeah, I'm heading to Colorado on Friday. But it sucks because I'm supposed to get two workouts a week with the exercise coach, and I can only get in on Wednesday. So now I'm only going to get one workout this week, and I feel like I'm going to be out of balance, you know?
Yeah. That's a tough deal. He kind of he put you through the paces the first time, get your baseline set, and then take you through the roof to the stratosphere of fitness.
Yeah, definitely. It's if you want to get the like most high-tech workout you can get, 20 minutes, you're in and out down at the exercise coach. 515-330-1299. I'm a busy guy.
Of course. I don't
have much time to get into the gym. I will say that I've been pretty lazy as of late, the last several years.
I hear
but
you.
But now I've got this guy. I've got the exercise coach.
He's not anymore. He's not going to let you be lazy.
No. 20 minutes, you're in and out. Best workout you're ever going to get. Give him a call. 515-330-1299. Excuse me. Or check him out in West Des Moines. 4800 Mill Civic Parkway, Suite 107 in West Des Moines. So what's up, dude? You're going to Utah? Is that right?
Yeah, I'm going to Utah. My daughter's going to make her first flight at 10. She's going with me. We're going to drive my sister back, who's getting married next month back in Ames, and she's got preparations and she can do her work remotely up to then. So we're going to go down and see Canyonlands National Park, Arches, which will be insanely busy, and a little bit of Salt Lake while we're there, maybe a state park or two, and just enjoy everything until we embark on the long drive, much of which will be spanning the great state of Nebraska.
Yeah, that's what we'll be doing as well.
Yeah.
For our trip to Colorado. Mm-hmm. I'm excited because I was born in Scotts Bluff. I haven't been back to Scotts Bluff since we moved.
Really?
Yeah, that was in 1996.
Will you actually go through it?
No, but we'll be in the area. The old stomping grounds. I feel like that's enough.
I think you should drive up to the sign and have them take your picture by the sign.
It's like the native son returns.
Yeah. The quote unquote senior.
Yeah.
You know, taking a little break from lots and lots of recruiting news and CCL,
yeah,
and enjoying yourself.
Obviously, some pretty big recruiting news this morning. Georgia offensive tackle Caleb Chandler deciding to decommit from Iowa State. He said he wanted to open his recruitment back up. He felt like he rushed into his decision, and I'm gonna say I'm not overly surprised because I was surprised when he committed in the first place.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's not that I don't think he could come to Iowa State. It was just like the timing of it. It seemed like it was really fast.
Yeah. And you know, he's got people around him also that are like, you know, you've got a lot of, you know, quote unquote, big time schools that are really interested in you. You've got a lot of offers. Why not just chill for a minute, sit back, see what else is out there. And you can't blame the guy. I mean, you know, we can debate all we want about, excuse me, should there be early signing, all this stuff, you know, what's better for everyone. And I think, you know, you can't begrudge a kid for wanting to weigh all his options, especially when he's got a lot of really good ones. And like you said, he could still end up with Iowa State. You know, as impressed as he was, what spurred him to, you know, commit maybe in his mind now in retrospect a little bit sooner than he maybe should have to him. You know, that stuff's still there. So stay tuned.
I definitely don't think Iowa State's out of it.
Yeah.
They've got a good chance to put that together still, I think. I mean, he's going to take 5 official visits, and I about guarantee that Iowa State will be one of them.
Yeah, and he'll compare some things, and obviously everyone will be in communication and you know, when they can and all that. And, you know, he'll hopefully it's his decision, you know, because you never know. I don't think there's a – Tyler Catalina's brother involved anywhere in this thing, but you know, people try to steer you sometimes. It's not always parents. Sometimes it's friends, you know, close friends that are like living through people a little bit too. So, he'll sort it all out. And yeah, I think you're spot on that Iowa State will remain very well in the mix.
So we're going to start our Iowa State football position breakdowns today,
yep,
leading into fall camp. When's fall camp going to start, you think?
Well, what, media day is the, was it the 8th?
8th, yeah.
Yeah, so in the past I thought they had a couple practices in before they
Me too.
Did it. I'm going to be coming back from my second trip to the cabin in Nisswa, Minnesota, I think, on the 6th or 7th.
Yeah.
So I'll be all in once media day hits. But it seems like the summer's gone pretty fast.
Definitely.
Doesn't it?
It's been a busy summer.
Yeah.
I feel
for
like
your first full time, you know, it's just like boom, 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 boom. And you learned not the hard way, but you learned how if you ever decide to go and do something, that's when, hey, it's a commitment.
I don't even know what's going to happen this weekend. Something big's going to happen. I already know it. I want to unplug, but I don't think I can do it.
Well, CW's around.
Yeah.
Krogs.
Yeah.
Krogs
always
can pick
got
up
Krogs.
He's going to help you out at the CCL a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Krogs is going to see Adele.
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously.
I'm dead serious.
She's got a wonderful voice, but she applies it to her songwriting, I think, has become sort of like she's just sort of talking about her day.
Yeah.
You know, and it's uninspired, I'll put it that way. That's just me. That's just me.
All right, so position breakdowns. We're going to start with the quarterbacks today. And we have to take next week off.
Yep.
Since, you know.
You'll be gone?
I'll be gone. I don't know. Will you be back by then?
I'll be back, but just probably on Sunday. So
yeah, okay.
Be, you know.
Yeah, so no seniors next week. So then I assume we'll probably move to running backs.
Sure.
Or should we do defense on the net?
Why don't we just start offense and then and wrap up with defense?
Yeah, so we'll do running backs in 2 weeks. But obviously we're going to start with quarterbacks today. And if you're talking quarterbacks in Iowa State, it obviously starts with Joel Lanning.
Yes, it does. Showed some real glimmers, you know, some real signs of being a special guy last year. And, I mean, ball security, bit of an issue. Obviously late, you know, blindsided in the pocket. Or even on the move a little bit, but man, he throws a pretty ball, like Paul Rhodes always said, a cannon, and you see that. I mean, when he throws one of those darts, you know, it's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. Just got to work on the accuracy, get it up well over 60%, cut down a little bit on those fumbles, just a little bit more awareness in the pocket. But he's certainly in line. I mean, I don't know how anyone unseats him. Unless he's hurt, even though very promising guys on his heels, whether it be Zeb Nolan, a highly touted recruit out of Georgia, and then Jacob Park, the intriguing story. It's not like Steel Chance, because Steel Chance never went to a big-time school first, but there's something very intriguing about a guy that hasn't played a competitive game since the U.S. Army All-American game in 2013, went to a technical school, worked for his dad. I mean, Tommy Birch wrote a wonderful article about our friend Tommy Birch at the Register. Just about his journey and all the things he's done, joining Northeast Oklahoma A&M and being able to work out with the team and not really play. I mean, a lot of people have helped him out along the way as he kind of finds his way from when he left Georgia to now being at Iowa State. So some very intriguing names. And, boy, imagine if those guys weren't in the mix, we would have been talking about departed Dom Delira possibly being the...
Yeah, I was just going to say that it's pretty crazy to look at this, at their quarterbacks, and only two of them were on the roster last year, and that's Lanning and Southeast Polk product Kyle Starzfish.
Yes, and a magnificent artist.
Yes.
I think we should get him on a video podcast and see if we could...
Have him paint us.
Yeah. Maybe we could get him to do the...
Yeah, there we go.
And we might have to rebrand the seniors, I don't know, or we can say the seniors reloaded... With the seniors, something else, you know, the seniors 2.0.
Yeah, we need, do we need a new name?
Yeah, maybe we should call ourselves the graduates. me a lot longer ago than you.
That's intriguing. We might need to talk to some people about that.
Yeah.
Okay, but, yeah, I think that with Jacob Park, it'll just be, I mean, you hear that he's done really well since he got to Iowa State, you know. But I guess it kind of just comes down to who's going to pick up the offense the best, you know. And you hope that Joel Lanning can pick it up pretty quickly.
Yeah, and he's gone through so many, you know, coordinators, quarterbacks, coaches, systems, you know, even though they're shades of sort of the same coin with a lot of zone read and – you know, a lot of spread elements. You know, I think, you know, they're going to, you know, it's that has to have been tough for him. And, I mean, to do it again, I mean, it's been like a yearly or sometimes even more so. That's something I think that can't be emphasized enough, what he's had to go through to pick everything up. And obviously last year with a patchwork, there were some good offensive linemen in that group, but it was such a thin group. Mm-hmm. Guys were banged up so often. I mean, once again, both Sam Richardson and then Lanning, when he replaced him as a starter, just getting sacked left and right. And it's really hard to get comfortable, really hard to totally trust yourself. But the good thing about Lanning is he is an unflappable guy. And in the spring, you talked about the leadership, being more vocal. I think he really wants to feel like it's his team. As much as Mike Warren is the star, is, and rightfully so, is the top freshman rusher last year nationally, 5.9 yards a carry, I think was an Iowa State record. I mean, a true star who I think could run behind any kind of line and be productive. Lanning wants to be that guy, and he's got help there with Lazard and, you know, some other guys peppering that offense a little bit.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, and it seems like if he can just get a little bit of help from the offensive line, mm-hmm. they've got the weapons to have a pretty good offense, which yep. we said that last year too.
Yeah.
You know, you look at that offense on paper and it's like, man, this thing, they've yep. got some weapons. This could be pretty good.
Yep.
I think there was times where we talked about the receiving core being one of the better ones in the Big 12, you know, and they just didn't get much of a chance to showcase it.
Yeah, Montgomery was a big disappointment in his second season. We know he's gone. That guy has all the potential in the world. You know, obviously with Pundridge out, you know, Lazard did what I think you'd expect, you know, mm-hmm. progressed even more than all Big 12 caliber type of player, certainly. I mean, we're working on first team type of stuff. So imagine his progress will continue. He's got some intriguing tight ends now, which we know they're going to utilize a lot, including some double tights, I think. So, yeah, I mean, it always comes back to that line. But I think, you know, Manning had to replace almost an entire offensive line at Toledo, or maybe it was the entire offensive mm-hmm. line.
Well, I thought that one year when they came to Ames, they had to replace the whole offensive line. It was like their second game with their new offensive line.
Oh, okay. I thought, okay, it might have been then. I thought they had to do that for last year and when we were talking about
okay, it could
how
have
good
been last
they were.
Year.
But either way,
it was 2 years ago.
Yeah, he's had experience with that and identifying talent, developing guys, making sure they know their role, making sure they're communicating, which is, you know, the five is one or, you know, whatever the – I can't remember what the cliche is, but it's true. You know, if you're all on the same page and you're working like one – a kind of organism, mm-hmm. You can do a lot of good things. And I think Lanning has a good chance to do that. And, you know, got to stay healthy, be smart with, you know, picking and choosing when he wants to run over defenders and, you know, sliding, which I know is an affront to him as a as a tactic. But
right.
You got to do it, stay healthy. But then it's really intriguing the guys that are going to be right knocking on the door to back him up. And Park, as he told Tommy in that story, he plans on playing.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I think Lanning's built up enough trust and worthiness in the position. It would be really hard to unseat him.
Mm-hmm.
But capable guys by all accounts right behind him.
I feel like it's gonna be really interesting to see how they use him in the running game, I think.
Yep.
Like how much of a – like a designed runner they use him as.
Yeah. They were kind of hot and cold with that last year. I mean, there were times where he kind of really had it rolling and it was a nice 1-2 punch with Warren, or maybe they'd throw in a little, Joshua Thomas as well.
That's almost a little bit of thunder and lightning when
yeah.
you get Joel Lanning and mm-hmm. Mike Warren going full steam,
yeah.
you know?
And it's I'd like to think that there'd be a lot of that. And they're obviously recruiting guys that can run too.
Mm-hmm.
Park says he's very capable of doing all those things. He's got the body for it. Obviously, he's got the pedigree as the, you know, when you choose Georgia over similar schools, what was he, a 4-star and like South Carolina, Mr. Football or whatever when he was a senior in high school. I mean, all the ability. You wonder, I mean, do you try to get his feet wet and think that he's the next guy and is an Olin guy that's going to be after these guys and knowing that, you know, hey, his time could come if somebody gets hurt.
I mean,
got to keep some really talented guys happy. But as of right now, Joel Hanning stays healthy and has progressed on the things which he wants to progress on. Footwork was a big one. Getting planted the right way. And I think he holds it for the duration. And, you know, it could be a, you know, breakthrough kind of year for him if he does take those steps that he planned on taking.
I'd say if we see Zeb Nolan this year, then something really bad happened. Mm. That's my opinion.
Yeah, yeah, I think so too. I mean, because he's got plenty of time.
Yeah.
You can develop him. I mean, and look, if you get your quarterback play really operating at a high clip, guys don't mind waiting a couple years.
Right.
Because they know what it's building toward. And if you get a little bit more consistent with the offense, which, again, didn't happen last year, it seemed like they didn't have as many three and outs. They'd move the ball a little bit more, but then you'd have a missed field goal, or it's third and one, and you run up the or fourth and one, and you run up the middle and get stopped. I know Iowa State fans would just love it if they could have a season where they actually weren't averaging 22 to 24 points a game. Mm-hmm. And they need to do that, obviously, to get back to, you know, bowl consideration. And I guess we'll see where it goes. But Lanning would be a big piece of that, particularly, as you said, in the run game as well as downfield.
I feel like they're in good hands with Jim Hoffer, too.
Yeah.
I like him.
I talked to him a lot at the party that was, I believe it was at the Thunderhead. Mm-hmm. Great guy. I mean, New Englander all the way through. So talked a little Red Sox with him. It was fun. He enjoyed a good craft beer.
An IPA.
Interesting guy. And remember when we interviewed him in spring too, I mean, he's no nonsense, very colorful.
Right.
You know, if he's not quite sure, if your question's a little bit, you know, vanilla or a little bit waffly kind of thing, and he's just going to like, what? You know, he's right there with the repartee. So very, very interesting dude. And I think is a very good quarterbacks coach.
Definitely. Yeah, I think they're going to be – I think they're in a pretty good spot. I think they'll be in a really good spot when they get Devin Moore here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then think about all the possibilities there. And you can – gosh, some of these guys are athletic enough that you can occasionally run them out on the field and, you know, put them behind center and then split them out to the side and have – you know, you could do all kinds of different things and have them just to keep their feet wet as you presumably would want to settle on a guy every season. But, yeah, you saw Devin Moore a little bit. We're jumping ahead a little bit here, but he just seems like a winner.
Yeah.
I mean, an absolute winner.
He's he can definitely sling it, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a good arm. He looks like a college quarterback, I guess.
Yeah. They're getting guys with that mentality because that's Lanning, too.
Yeah.
And, I think Sam Richardson and Grant Rohatch were, too. But, I mean, Sam was just so battle-scarred. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was – just taken down so many times, and then critics come out, and it would be interesting to see what he could have done with an offensive line that wasn't as banged up and was a little bit deeper.
Right.
Because he had some really good qualities as well, but just not in the cards the way the team was configured the last few years.
So we've only gone 18 minutes, but I feel like we've covered it.
Yeah, yeah. Do you figure it's Lanning 1, Park 2, Nolan 3?
I mean,
I think what they certainly hope for.
I would say if it was like a situation where someone was hurt for, you know, a half, maybe you'd see like Kyle Kemp,
yeah,
or Kyle Starcevich,
mm-hmm,
over Zeb Nolan.
Yeah, man. you want to get that extra
year out of them. I
don't
think you want to burn that red shirt unless you absolutely have to.
Yep, yep.
You know?
I totally agree with that. Yeah, yeah.
So I'd say he is 3, but it's like
an asterisk.
Yeah, yeah.
Like somebody else would.
If only if necessary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like break the glass for the
fire
alarm.
Yeah.
No, totally agree with that. And I'm really interested to see how much Park will push Lanning, because talk about the ultimate competitor. Mm-hmm. One of the features I wrote, it was last year, when he got the starting job, talking to his high school coach, the great Jerry Pizzetti,
now
at Ankeny Centennial, then, of course, coached Lanning and his brother and many others at Ankeny High before that. just the stories he told about Lanning and just the way he goes about being the best that he can be, you know, bodes well for Iowa State. You know, as long as all the elements come into place, you can't be under siege every time you drop back into the pocket. So a big one, and if Park is that competitive and is that good, and Lanning sees that, maybe he starts doing something better. That's just one more opportunity to work harder in the meeting room and discern more when you're breaking down film or drilling out, doing 7-on-7s, everything. So looks to be a positive all around that way.
All right, you good?
Yeah, I'm good. Looking forward to flying out today and look forward to seeing some of your stuff from your jaunt into Colorado as well.
Definitely. Have fun, dude.
Thanks, man. You too.
We'll be back in 2 weeks with a breakdown of the Iowa State running back position. Make sure and get out to the exercise coach in West Des Moines. I'm telling you, get out there. Exercise coach in West Des Moines. For Rob Gray, I'm Jared Stansberry. Thanks for listening, everybody.